Today, investors slammed on the brakes, and we'll tell you about it. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 20th day of December. Thanks for being with us again today. In other news, Musk and Tesla continue their labor battles in Sweden and other nations. The FTC is out to protect kids, and we'll share that story with you. The Justice Department and bait-and-switch actions in Texas made the news. In other legal news, got a Sirius XM subscription? Ever tried to cancel it? We've got the Wall Street Report and how a second story about, you guessed it, Tesla, made the news. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to be with us again today. Want to follow us on social media? Easy peasy, kids. You can find us on X at IOB_NewsHour. And yeah, we do keep that active. On Threads, it's Insight on Business. And our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Wall Street fell apart like a cheap suit today as investors decided to take profits from the overheated equities. The major indexes traded just above the flat line most of the day before nosediving in the late afternoon, and I'll have those numbers for you and why in just a bit. If you've been with us, you may have heard the story we aired several weeks ago about how Tesla is battling unions in Sweden, and today we've got an update. It all started back on October 27 when about 130 mechanics at 10 Tesla garages across Sweden walked off the job over the company's refusal to sign a collective bargaining agreement. Tesla doesn't have a factory in Sweden, but does have a network of service centers. Members of the country's transport union say they'll stop collecting waste from Tesla service centers starting on Sunday. Employees with supplier Hydro Extrusions, which makes aluminum profiles, are refusing to make a component for Tesla cars. The boycott is escalated by spreading to neighboring Nordic countries. Like in Sweden, dock workers in Denmark will not unload Tesla vehicles arriving at ports. Unions in Finland and those in Norway have warned that workers at ports and workshops will join the strike if the dispute isn't resolved soon. Meanwhile, Elon Musk, who is a vicious opponent of collective bargaining, may be getting a bit worried if this dispute moves to other European countries like, say, Germany, which is a major player for Tesla. Meanwhile, a group of 16 institutional investors, including KLP, that's Norway's biggest pension fund, and Pension Denmark, have written to Tesla board chair Robin Denholm and have urged the company to reconsider its approach to unions and asked for a meeting to discuss it further. Two words, stay tuned. The Federal Trade Commission is proposing sweeping changes to a decades-old law that regulates how online companies can track and advertise to children, including turning off targeted ads to kids under 13 by default and limiting push notifications. The Associated Press is reporting that the Federal Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA, requires kid-oriented apps and websites to get parents' consent before collecting personal information of children under the age of 13. COPPA was enacted way back in 1998, went into effect in the year 2000, and was last updated a decade ago. Some of the changes being considered are apps, games, and websites used by kids would be required to obtain separate, verifiable parental consent to disclose information about kids under 13 to third-party advertisers, unless the disclosure is integral to the nature of the online service. And they're also going to limit nudging. Operators would be prohibited from using online contact information and persistent identifiers like cookies that track a child's activity online to send push notifications to children to prompt or encourage them to use their service even more. Then there are ed tech limits. A proposed rule would allow schools and school districts to allow educational technology providers to collect, use, and disclose students' personal information, but only for a school-authorized educational purpose and not for any commercial use. And then there is data retention. The proposed rules would only allow companies to keep personal information for as long as necessary to fulfill the specific purpose for which it was collected. They would also prohibit operators from using retained information for any secondary purpose, and it explicitly states that operators cannot retain the information indefinitely. A bait-and-switch case has a Texas developer in hot water with the Justice Department. The AP is reporting that the Justice Department filed its first predatory mortgage lending case against a Texas developer accused of luring tens of thousands of Hispanic homebuyers into a bait-and-switch sales platform through TikTok. The lawsuit focuses on a massive development northeast of Houston. It's called Colony Ridge, that promises home ownership with advertisements in Spanish, but then steers applicants into buying properties without basic utilities by taking out loans they can't always repay. That is according to what the Justice Department says. The suit says the developer uses high-pressure sales tactics that exploit limited English proficiency. Colony Ridge CEO John Harris said in a statement that the lawsuit is, quote, baseless and both outrageous and inflammatory, end quote. Three words. We shall see. More legal stuff? Well, the AP is reporting that New York's Attorney General has filed suit against Sirius XM accusing the satellite radio and streaming service of making it intentionally difficult for its customers to cancel their subscriptions. Attorney General Letitia James' office said an investigation into complaints from consumers found that Sirius XM forced subscribers to wait in an automated system before lengthy interactions with agents who were trained in ways to avoid accepting a request to cancel service. The company disputed the claims, arguing that many of the lengthy interaction times cited in the lawsuit were based on a 2020 inquiry and were caused in part by the effects of the pandemic on their operations. The company said many of its plans can be canceled with a simple click of a button online. So, have you ever tried it? Let us know. Mix a dash of recession fear, add a cup of rate cut worries, and a pound of profit-taking, and you get the mess that was Wall Street today. The Dow cratered in the afternoon trade, falling by 475 points to settle at 37,082, while the Nasdaq shed 225 points to end the session at 14,777, and the S&P 500 fell by 70 points to close at 46.98. The major indexes ended a run of multiple days in the green, with the Dow ending 9 days of gains. The overheated equities saw investors dive in to take profits, and some Wall Street watchers expect the rally to continue in the near term. West Texas Intermediate crude was off by 12 cents to $73.82 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note yield fell once again today, down to 3.853%. And finally, there is this, and this is about Tesla cutting costs, and it just happens to be our second Tesla story of the day. Bloomberg is reporting that Tesla isn't offering its workers merit-based equity awards this year, according to four anonymous employees. The company did not explain the reasoning behind the change. High-performing Tesla employees usually get merit-based stock grants during their annual performance reviews, in addition to salary adjustments, which were still provided this year. CEO Elon Musk has previously said the grants helped ward off unionization efforts at the company, which has 140,000 employees worldwide. The United Auto Workers Union is reportedly eyeing Tesla and other non-union automakers in the wake of its recent Big Three contract victory. One would think a move like this by Musk may actually help that effort. We shall see. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production director. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a profitable day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.